I'm here with manager Kev Rayner after the unfortunate 6-1 defeat at Cirencester Town. I thought Cirencester had a particular way of playing and they seemed to capitalise that, and I thought we were very unfortunate with a few decisions by the referee.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, there's not a lot between both sides. It's 6-1. We've got beat because of a couple of mistakes and a couple of terrible decisions from the officials, but I thought most of the game we competed well enough. It wasn't something, you know, the last two games you've played first and second in the league. You know, the previous game is difficult, obviously, for various reasons, but today I think, up until we conceded the first goal, heads went down a little bit, conceded a couple, but we competed. We had as many chances as they did first half, but we didn't take them. Second half, again, 25 minutes, I thought we looked as good as they did, and unfortunately their fourth goal was miles offside. Yeah, we played a little bit higher. Boy was clearly offside, but I don't know what the linesman was doing, and that was it. And it just changes the game. So, but they kept battling to the end, and disappointing. But you know, we got to move on. It wasn't, you know, we could have played fantastic and still got beat 1-0. Mm. So, you know, we've got the top two out of the way, and like I say, our season's all about March basically, and we see what we can do then.
Must be frustrating. You must be pulling your hair out that every week we want to get a game on that's at home or we've got a chance in, and they get called off. And the two games we played in the recent times is away to Merthyr and away to Cirencester, the top two.
Yeah, I think it's playing the top two without the momentum as well that's been difficult. I mean, it's, you know, like you say, we could have done with a few games on, but we haven't had that, and the only two we've got on the top two in the table, and without everybody around and without everybody fit, two games, to be honest, are out the way, and today I bring people on an awful lot. Yeah, we'll see what we can do. I mean, I didn't think there's an awful lot between them. They were a little bit sharper and fitter than us. Got the rub of the green for the first couple of goals and that was it. So
I thought they had a unique way of playing. They kept on putting it up on the left hand side and going past us, unfortunately, and that just seemed to be the only difference in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it was difficult that side, and the 11 and 10, I thought the best two players, particularly the 10 second half, he looks quite quick, and they just look to just bomb it wide as quick as they can and chuck it in. But to be honest, I thought we coped with it fairly well first 20 minutes until we conceded, and then the confidence from the previous week, probably the lads' heads went down for 10 minutes and the game's gone. But we got in at half time and said, right, you know, we don't want to embarrass it and we want to keep it solid and have a go, and I thought we did. But again, the officials just let us down badly today, and it's our fault we've got beat, but they certainly didn't help us, and yeah, that's what happens. So.
Well, fingers crossed for the weather and a lot of home games coming up and against teams in and around us, especially next Saturday against Bishop's Cleeve.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, the good thing is a few of the lads are, you know, arguing and amongst themselves in there, which is good to see. I mean, you've got to take on board. We're 3 unbeaten at home the last 3 games. Up until the last 2 games, we had no issues whatsoever. Just 2 difficult games for various reasons. We've got them out of the way and we move on. I mean, I'm certainly looking at the next 6 games for us to be in the pack and sort ourselves out.
Thanks so much for your thoughts, Kev, and I'll see you next week.
Yeah, no problem. Cheers.